the mod jazz. Man for Man, the instrumental album Soul of Man. That's a bear hug, for my mic hug. His longtime songwriting partner. Getting us to just 4 o'clock on this first Friday. Well, no, it's not even the first Friday of the year. It's the second one, isn't it? What happened in there? Procol Harum from their debut album here at Kaleidoscope. Bob Dylan, of course, doing Subterranean Homesick Blues. Note Lick for Lick, Note for Note, Full of Speed. Derek and the Dominoes, their debut single, Tell the Truth, which disappeared pretty quickly because they didn't much care for it. Produced by Phil Spector, so I suspect it was done during the All Things Must Pass session. Good chance of that anyway. It's a killer one anyway. Found in a box of singles at the radio station I worked at, Mark Junk. 2 copies. So, being a junk collector, I collected them. John Lennon, that's not junk. That's an Instant Karma. Was that his debut single? Might have been. Yeah, I remember hearing it and thinking, well, who's this band called Instant Karma? And my girlfriend at the time poked me in the shoulder and said, no, it's John Lennon. I stand corrected. And then finish up there with, The Move in there too, from Message from the Country. You heard, It Wasn't My Idea to Dance. Okay, that's all you need to know. There's plenty more coming. I need to stop here right now and tell you, KDLT is supported by Denny Mandel Honda and Bozeman, featuring a full lineup of new Honda certified pre-owned Hondas, used cars and trucks, online at DennyMandelHonda.com. And Happy Trash Can, weekly curbside food scrap pickups for home businesses and events servicing Bozeman, Belgrade, and beyond. Subscriptions available online at happytrashcan.net. And, let me check. What's happened here? I guess that's it. This is KGLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM. KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM, with translators K246 VA serving Bozeman, 97.1 FM, K220 KD, Big Sky, 91.9 FM, K208 BX Livingston, 89.5 FM, K296 EF Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, K213 AU Big Timber, 90.5, and streaming on the web at KGLT.net. And people are checking in, so I know we've got some listeners here and there and everywhere. And that's the idea. And I did get something ready for the next set. Moving along fast today. I'm trying to keep up best I can. This is from the recent pile of things from 50 years ago.
Oh, Life's road is not clear to me. You know, the map work has not been laid. I thought I'd take a little detour and go sit in the shade. But I've got to take it easy, babe. I better watch out what I do. I saw the lemonade kid on the peppermint sticks. He had a mind-blowing kid. He said he'd set it aside for you. Just when things were getting good, the kid had to go. Well, I'll see you later. Hope you can make it back again someday. I've got a lot more tricks to show you, and I've got a lot more places where we can play. A bit part, or do you want to be a leader? You've got to think for yourself. Don't want to put any notions in your head, 'cause the only one that counts is watching is inside you, and the way you act, you might as well be dead.
Now, making some play changes here for the next set. Let's see. Where's the delete button? Right there. Okay. Now we're back on track. There's a band called Apostolic Intervention. I never heard of them, have you? Nah. One single on the Immediate label, produced by Steve Marriott, covering a Steve Marriott Ronnie Lane song, Small Faces song. And I was just checking the credits, and all it does is mention the drummer, Jerry Shirley, who went on to play with Marriott in Humble Pie. And doesn't say anything else, though the flip side is a organ instrumental, and I noticed it's credited to Danes and Dines and Shirley. And I think it's Dino Dines, who later was in Keith Hartley Band. Could that be? I have no proof. I'd have to do some more research, but I'm just throwing it out there. You know, it's the internet. You can say anything, and it becomes truth. I started off with Airport from Holland. I think that was their only one single, cover of Hamilton Camp's Pride of Man. And that's from a great Record Store Day compilation called Behind Dykes. It's four sides of Dutch stuff from, I don't know, 66 to 69 or so. Great compilation. interesting. Really, really, really nice. Really well done. From the Bay Area, CAC. Actually, I think they're from Sacramento, Stockton, Merced. Around there, somewhere in the Central Valley. They used to be Oxford Circle and Gary Yoder. He's singing that, and he's a sort of a journeyman guy. He's around the Bay Area with later with Blue Cheer, the later. Different Blue Cheer. Great voice, sounded a lot like Bob Dylan on that. It was an old radio hit in San Jose. And it took me a long time for it to grow on me, but now I see what it's all about. heard Billy Nichols from his album that barely came out at the time because Immediate Records went bust. So I think there's a few promos or something. Maybe it snuck out in Italy. I forget quite the story, but it's out now. And it's a good one. It got hyped a lot, but it's a good record. No doubt about it. It's not one of those ones that you get and think, oh, what were they talking about? No, you can hear. Guy's a great singer. Wrote some great songs and had all his friends helping out. I think Steve Marriott's on that one too. And from Ireland, Heir Apparent, from their one and only album, you heard Rock and Roll Band. And that record was produced by Jimi Hendrix, who plays a nice guitar on there. And there's one record before that, a single, with Henry McCullough on guitar, and he went on to join Grease Band and Wings and stuff. And that one's tough to come by. I have one side of it, I think, on a compilation, but trying to find the original one, that's pretty spendy. It's on Track Records and all those obscure track things these days are impossible. Glad I bought most of them back in the day. My Marsha Hunt singles, Thunderclap Newman singles, Who singles, Arthur Brown singles. Jimi Hendrix singles, yeah, great record label track. Is that everything we played? Yeah, okay. It's 4:24, hitting the halfway point on this show. It goes by that quick, which is always a surprise. You'd think, 3 hours, that's a long time. If you're hiking, you would think, that's a long time. Or driving, you'd say, well, aren't we there yet? But no, you'd just say, isn't Ron done yet? Come on, he's been on for a long time. I believe it's Derek Leonard at 6 o'clock today. I'll check the big board again and make sure. But as far as I know, that's the case. Okay? Okie doke. What's going on here? Ah, this.
Through January 21st, the Bozeman Film Society encores three award-winning features. Bacurau is a modern-day Western from Brazil, hard-hitting and genre-blurring. From Russia, Beanpole is a gut-punching war movie that's not about the battle, but what happens afterward. And Martin Eden, drawn from a Jack London novel, is a passionate narrative about a novelist who seeks to rise above his station through writing. Virtual cinema tickets are online at BozemanFilmSociety.org. Keep your social distance and
keep em flickering.
Okay. Where was I going to start this one? with this. I should check. I bet there's something else I need to say here at this point of the game. Yeah, this 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hopson IPA, and Gelton Pale. Tasting room open daily 2 to 8 p.m. Curbside ordering online at bozemanbrewing.square.site or by phone at 585-9142, online at bozemanbrewing.com. Now I can play music.
Me changing back, and oh my Lord, I'm chaining. I'm gonna make a song out of this. I'm gonna make a song out of this now. I wanna tell you how I feel. I wanna tell you just how I feel. I'm a little chained and I'm so chained, and I don't wanna be taken away, yeah. I can't stand to be taken away. I love the position that I'm in. I really love the position that I'm in. I love the woman that I have, oh yeah. I love the good thing that I have. She fixed my breakfast in the morning. She rubbed my raking hair. And I don't have to sleep alone at night, oh man. And I don't have to walk by myself. So you can see the kind of woman that I have, man. And she's a good, good, loving woman, man. And that's why I'm so glad I'm chained. That's why I'm so glad that I'm chained. Oh, and I can't be removed. Oh, no. And I can't be moved, man. Oh, no, no. I can't find no other woman to take her place. I don't want no other woman to take her place. Oh man, she's so good to me, yeah. I said this woman's so good to me now. And you gentlemen know that you need somebody to love you, oh yeah. You got to keep somebody to love you now. I said I'm gonna make a song out of this, man. I'm gonna make a song out of this, man. It might take me all night long to sing it to you, but when I get through, you're gonna get the feeling. Now watch this. She's my loving, loving woman, man. She's my loving, loving woman, yeah. And man, she's so good to me, man. I like it. Man, she's so good to me. I know a little red rooster. It's too late to crow for a day, man. And I know a whole lot of coyotes, man. They looking and running and trying to find somewhere to go, man. But I'm chained, yeah. I said I'm chained, Lord. I said it's early in the morning. I said it's early in the morning. To somebody that I love, and I got to somebody that I love. I believe I got to get the feeling a little bit more. I got to get the feeling a little bit more now. She's so, man, so much so, man, yeah. I don't have to worry about nothing, man. I don't have to worry about nothing. I'm so glad to be changed to her. I'm so glad to be changed to her. And I'm gonna keep on loving my woman. 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 Until I find somebody else to take her place. And I don't think that's gonna be soon. Lord, I'm chained. Good God, I'm chained. Lord, I'm chained. I'm chained. I'm chained. Good God Almighty, I'm chained.
very much, ladies and gentlemen. And here's a groovy one. This is your song.
Next to your fire. Stand next to your fire.
Let me stand next to your fire.
Finishing there, Jimi Hendrix from his debut album. Fantastic. Frighteningly good debut album. I grew up with the English copy, which is considerably different than the American one. The American one had three single sides on it, Hey Joe, When Christ Mary, and Purple Haze, and those were on the English album. We missed out on Remember, Can You See Me, and Red House, is that it? Yeah, and... I still always think that those three songs are real strong indications of Hendrix's roots that you sort of lose. Though there's no denying that sticking those three singles on it made it a fantastic record. I'm just used to the other one. And if you had the three singles, you had six more songs besides the album. So fantastic. The way to go. There's the eternal argument about that. That's how I grew up. I honestly don't know the running order of the U.S. album, though I have it. Oh, okay. Yeah, just some rock and noise there. You heard Marvin Gaye from 1964 doing Baby Don't Do It, a song that's been around the block more than a few times since then. The Who did it. Small Faces did it, I believe. Just one of those great rousing songs. And in between, Otis Redding from Live at the Whiskey. I was over at Kelsa's shop yesterday. I had some credits from some consignment sales and picked up a 6-disc set of Otis Redding playing Live at the Whiskey. That must be in 67. And it's fantastic. There's an album that came out years and years ago, back in the 60s. That was extracts from that, and that's a really great album. And then in the 80s, early CD was a full CD of tracks from that. And somebody said that they did a 3-disc set in between. Well, now they've done a 6-disc set with all six sets from the three nights, and they mix it up. Some songs show up in every set, but he's got a great little band, and he's in fine form. And as you know, Otis was on the verge of really exploding when he tragically died, and had his biggest hit after that. Sorely missed. You know, one of those people you just wonder what it would have been had he continued, because he was sort of breaking the rules. Dock of the Bay was moving away from just a standard Stax Volt sound. Great songwriter, singer, and just a huge talent. The Monterey Pop Festival film captures it pretty well. And there's another one from Oslo, a Stax Volt review from Oslo that I can only recommend highly. As in the case, it's essential. Something you have to watch. The way it's supposed to be done. And then finishing up by Hendrix. Heading towards 5 o'clock. Getting ready for that next move into the hour. Let's see, I've done my underwriter. What's on the radio here at KGLT?
20 years ago, Cameron Crowe released one of the most loved music movies of all time, Almost Famous. We'll revisit my interview with Cameron Crowe about Almost Famous and the rock critic Lester Bangs.
I think you got to wave the flag for your heroes, people like Lester, and wave the flag for what you love about music, which sometimes is the stuff that you wouldn't even admit to loving.
This week on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions, Sunday at 6 p.m. on KGLT.
Yes, one of the great programs here on KGLT. One of the few outside programs, actually, that we run. Most everything you hear is created by us. And that's fun. That's good. Okay, I have a new direction to go. Well, slightly new. More of the same, really.
I'm gonna call my baby sweet. Thank you.
Thank you. knocked me out the way she well, and upset me, baby. Yeah, you upset me, woman. Oh, she's something fine that you really ought to see. Well, I'm trying to describe her. It's hard to start. I better stop now, cause I got a better reward. You upset me, baby. Yeah, you upset me, woman. Woman, what you do to me?
and I love her so. Yeah.